Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Kansas voters back abortion rights.
What was at stake was our constitutional rights and our freedom.
Remembering a legendary voice.
Why not in this, the perfect game?
Senate passes vets health bill.
We've been fighting for this for decades.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, Kansas voters have soundly rejected a bid to remove abortion rights protections from the state's constitution. As CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns reports, it's the first referendum on the issue since the U.S. Supreme Court struck down Roe versus Wade.
A resounding victory for abortion rights supporters in a conservative state.
My state just showed up and boldly told me that they are going to take care of me.
Kansas voters rejected a ballot measure that would have eliminated constitutional protections for abortion in the state, a move that would have allowed the Republican legislature to further restrict or enact a near ban on the procedure.
Is this the end? Can the legislature do anything?
I think it might be a while before we get another bite at the apple.
Turnout was significantly higher than expected for a primary contest in the state at 47%.
A coalition of voters across the political spectrum came together today and voted no.
Abortion rights supporters hope the win reverberates beyond Kansas.
If you can see that the no votes win here, that would mean that you could have that in any part of the country, no matter how red it is.
The Justice Department has filed a lawsuit that challenges Idaho's restrictive abortion law, arguing it conflicts with a federal law requiring doctors to provide pregnant women medically necessary treatment that could include the procedure. President Biden is set to sign an executive order today aimed at making it easier for women seeking abortions to travel between states to get access. Reporting from Arizona this morning, CBS's Ed O'Keefe has more on primary voting in several states.
There's no turning back now, is there?
With votes still being counted in Arizona's Republican gubernatorial primary, Karen Taylor Robson, backed by former Vice President Mike Pence, is claiming victory. Robson is neck and neck with opponent Carrie Lake. The former TV news anchor, backed by former President Donald Trump, believes the 2020 election was stolen. She's also claiming victory. Meanwhile, in Arizona's Senate race, Democrat Mark Kelly is set to face off against Trump-backed venture capitalist Blake Masters, another election denier. Then there's the U.S. Senate race in Missouri.
I am honored to be your nominee for the United States Senate.
National Republicans are breathing a sigh of relief that Eric Schmidt defeated Vicky Hartzler and Eric Greitens, the controversial former governor of Missouri, who's being accused of glorifying political violence.
I want to make this a better state.
And in Michigan, Tudor Dixon won the GOP nomination for governor. She believes the 2020 election was stolen and will face off against Democratic incumbent Gretchen Whitmer.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has left Taiwan. Her visit lasted less than 24 hours. She said the U.S. would not abandon its commitment to the island.
We come in friendship to Taiwan. We come in peace for the region.
China issued threats and carried out military exercises. Taiwan's president promised to hold the line of defense for democracy. Here at home, a federal grand jury has subpoenaed former Trump White House counsel Pat Cipollone. It's investigating activities that led up to the Capitol attack. Cipollone told the House panel investigating that he opposed attempts to try to overturn the results of the election. Well, Hall of Fame broadcaster Vin Scully has died at 94. First in Brooklyn, then in L.A., he was the voice of baseball's Dodgers for 67 years.
It's time for Dodger baseball.
Vin Scully was just 22 years old when he began calling Dodger games in 1950. He was there for many Dodger triumphs. In 1965, Sandy Koufax's perfect game.
Swung on and missed the perfect game.
And in 1974, he was there when Henry Aaron broke Babe Ruth's home run record against the Dodgers. Vin Scully called other sports, football, golf. He even hosted a TV game show. But he will always be remembered for baseball. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Hot, muggy weather is now gripping eastern Kentucky, making life even more uncomfortable after the deadly and destructive flooding. National Guard Lieutenant Colonel Gary Barr says in many places, basic infrastructure is gone.
There's going to be houses that have been separated from their foundations and relocated in streets or just completely washed away in creeks, trailers, vehicles overturned.
The death toll stands at 37. More than 1,300 people have been rescued. At least four people have been killed in the big wildfire in Northern California. Fire crews say they're making progress, but it's still out of control. In northwestern Montana, a wildfire that's burned 25 square miles destroyed Lisa Hollett's home and others.
We don't know where to go. That was our life savings. We have no idea. We're trying to figure it out. We have two dogs in the car. These are the only shoes I have. So we just have to start over.
Dramatic courtroom confrontation in testimony at the Texas trial of Alex Jones as a Sandy Hook school family seeks $150 million in damages.
Alex Jones took the stand in an apologetic tone directed to the slain 6-year-old Jesse Lewis's mother, Scarlett Lewis.
I never intentionally tried to hurt you. I never even said your name.
This came after Scarlett had her chance to call out Jones from the stand for the torment her family has received from Jones's followers that claim the Sandy Hook shooting never happened.
You don't understand the repercussions to individuals' lives, and I don't think you will understand unless there's some form of punishment.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
The Senate has given final approval to a bill that enhances health care benefits for millions of veterans exposed to toxic burn pits while serving in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Not only does it deal with the burn pits or the Agent Orange, but all of the other kinds of toxicities, and the VA will no longer be able to say, you got to prove this, you got to hire that, you got to do this.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer and other backers got vocal and high-profile support from entertainer and activist Jon Stewart.
I'm not sure I've ever seen a situation where people who have already given so much had to fight so hard to get so little.
The bill nearly went off the rails last week when Republicans pushed for changes. The government says the number of people living in this country without health insurance has hit an all-time low, just 8%. The analysis credits subsidies that help people buy private plans. Democrats have proposed extending those benefits for 3 years.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
A vacation rental company is getting rid of some controversial offerings.
Airbnb says it's removed listings of properties that once housed slaves in the U.S.
This is not okay in the least bit.
The move comes days after a lawyer slammed the site on TikTok for advertising an 1830s slave cabin in Mississippi. It was listed as a bed and breakfast.
The history of slavery in this country is constantly denied, and now it's being mocked by being turned into a luxurious vacation spot.
Airbnb apologized for any trauma or grief caused by any of these listings and says it's now working on developing new policies for dealing with properties tied to slavery. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
For the second time this summer, people in some regions of France are being told to conserve water with temperatures close to 100 degrees. Forecasters expect the hottest conditions today and say the heat wave should be shorter than the one that gripped much of the country last month. That's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.